TORMIS, your mobile travel guide. Presented by the State Capital of Potsdam. With the kind support of history. New Garden and Marble Palace. The very name betrays the fact that this park was something of a novelty. Starting in 1787, King Frederick William II had the Neuer Garten, or New Garden, laid out in the style of the English landscape parks that were becoming fashionable at the time. The park thus formed a conscious contrast with Sanssouci Park, which remained wholly under the influence of the Baroque. A few years later, in 1816, the now overgrown Neuer Garten was redesigned by the prominent landscape gardener Peter Josef Lenné. To this day, broad views of the Havel River landscape reaching as far as Berlin's Fraueninsel or Peacock Island have remained characteristic features of the new park. The hallmark of the Neuer Garten is the marble palace on the banks of the Heilige See, the Holy Lake. Conceived as the king's summer residence, the palace was built at the same time as the park and completed in 1793. It was here that the artistically inclined monarch spent his private time in the warm summer months. Subsequently, the marble palace became the permanent residence of Prussia's ruling dynasty. From 1881 on, Kaiser William II and his wife Augusta Victoria lived here. Later still, the German Crown Prince William and his family lived in the marble palace until 1917, when they moved into the newly built Palace of Cecilienhof nearby. The marble palace was built in the early neoclassical style according to plans by the architect Karl von Gontard. The interior furnishings were designed by Karl Gotthard Langhans, who made his name as the architect of the Brandenburg Gate in Berlin. The marble palace and its fittings are preserved largely in their original form, and the interior has been completely restored. Today, the palace is widely considered one of the most beautiful examples of neoclassical architecture. Particularly noteworthy, for example, are the fine fireplaces, which Frederick William II had brought over especially from Italy. And on the mantelpieces, you'll now see one of the most important collections of Wedgwood pottery in Germany. Thanks for listening. The State Capital of Potsdam and History wish you a pleasant stay.